The Gemara Daf Yigelam Beis learns out from the pasuk of Nechshav Lechem Trumaschem that Truma Gedayla is Nitalis Ba'aymed of a Machshava, also Trumas Meiser is Nital Ba'aymed of a Machshava. So, in other words, you don't have to say a Dibor in order to be Mafish Truma, you could do it by Machshava. Rashi says it could be nice and in of its Adzeb, Echab Tzad Acher, Truma could be taken by Machshava without any Dibor at all. So, based upon this, Rabbi Kveger asks a Gemalik Akasha. This is in Chuvas Rabbi Kveger Simon Chavtes. This is not actually Rabbi Kveger's own kasha, but he's Mesiachis of the kasha, and he says a teretz, the kasha was really asked him by his uncle, a Wolfager, in the name of his mechutin, Rabbi Shaya Pick. So this is a famous tshuva about Ksiva Kedibor, about by Sfer Sa'aymer, which took place during Rabbi Kveger's chasana. When Rabbi Kveger got married, his uncle, Wolfager, was very close to him, was not able to make it to the chasana because he was in a different city. But he wanted to be mishtatav in the chasana, and therefore he made a suda in his city and invited all his chaverim, all the tamid chachamim, to eat together, be mesamech together, and to dance l'chaver Rabbi Kveger, even though he wasn't there. That's what's known as a sudas Rabbi Kveger, to be mesamech in your city when you're not able to make it to a chasana. So they had the suda l'chaver Rabbi Kveger's chasana, and he says during the suda, kedarkim shel tamid chachamim, we started talking and learning, and the shaila came up, and one of the kashas that came up was the following kasha, and Rav Wolfager said this over b'shem his mechutin Rabbi Shaya Pick. And the kasha is like this. So it's mevoin the Gemara that we just said that you could take truma b'machshava. Now the Beis Yosef says a klal. The Beis Yosef says that when it comes to bittel chametz, we don't make a bracha on bittel chametz. We make a bracha on bedikas chametz. Why don't you make a bracha on bittel? Says the Beis Yosef a klal. You never make a bracha on dvarim shebalev. Something which is in the lev, in the machshava, that you don't do bedibur. You're not moitzim mipiv. You're not allowed to make a bracha on that. A bracha is only on something which is bedibur. So therefore, Fractor B'shai Pick, Rav Wolfager's Mechutin, he says, Im Kain, how do you make a bracha on Truma? Truma is Nitalis B'machshava. We see over here that you could take Truma B'machshava. So if Truma could be taken B'machshava, it should be like Bittol Chametz. You shouldn't be able to make a bracha on it. And yet we know that we do make a bracha on Truma. So how could that be? How can you make a bracha on something which is B'machshava? So he says one teretz over there. B'Kveger says a different teretz later on in Simon Lamed. And I was thinking that perhaps you could be miyashiv like this. So there's really two different types of machshava. When we're talking about machshava, dvarim shebalev, there's really two different things going on over here. You can have a musug where a person thinks a certain thought, or you think certain words, where there's a certain nusach that you have to think, a certain thing that you have to think in your head. You could say it with your mouth, you can say these words in your mouth, and you could think those words in your head. You could say the words harezer truma, you could say the words harezer tztaka, or you could think in your head harezer truma, harezer tztaka. There are words that are going through your head. That's a machshava of words, which is basically a dibor in your head. It's a dibor in your machshava. There are words going through your head, but instead of uttering them, you're thinking them. That's one type of machshava. But then there's another thing which is called a davar shebalev. A davar shebalev is a whole different thing. That's not a specific word, it's not a specific machshava, but that is more of a mindset. It's a feeling, it's a mindset, the way you relate to something, and it's not nitfas b'milim, it's not something you can put into words. And that's bittel chametz. Bittel chametz is not saying a word, it should be kafir da'ara. It's a feeling. You're margish, this chametz is nothing, it's garnish, it's worthless to me, I don't want to have anything to do with it. It's kafir da'ara. That's something that you have to feel, and it's a mindset in how you relate to the chametz. It's not something, saying the words alone is not going to work. You have to feel it in your life. So it's not nitfas b'milim, that's something which is not shaykh to milim, that's a davar shebalev. So I think you could say that when the Beis Yosef says you don't make a bracha on davar shebalev, he is referring specifically to something which has no words. It's not something you put into words. It's a hergish, it's a mindset, something that you feel in your heart. It should be kafa da'ara. That is something not concrete enough to make a bracha on. But something which requires words, but instead of saying the words, you think the words, that about it you can make a bracha on. That's not a davar shebalev, that's a machshava. You're mechashav, harezu tztaka, harezu truma. There are words going through your head. If there's words going through your head, that would not be a problem. And over there, the Beis Yosef would be mighty that you are able to make a bracha. And that could be a teretz of this kasha, why you make a bracha on truma, even though it's b'machshava, because it's words in your machshava, and that has almost like a dibur, and you're able to make a bracha on that. And that would be miyashiv, another kasha as well, the stipler as a kasha, that we find a person can make a bracha on when you're yaitzah a mitzvah through shema'a ka'ayna. So you're not actually saying the mitzvah, you're being yaitzah with somebody else saying it. So legabe you, it's a machshava. How could it be yaitzah with that? Similar kasha, they ask legabe being mahar b'divertaira. How do you make a bracha? It's also been machshava. So I think lefi the svar, they would answer all these kashas that over there are words going through your head, whether it's shema ka'ayna, you're being mahar b'divertaira. As long as you're being mahar specific words, that's a deeper of a machshava, and that you can make a bracha. It's dafka when there's no milim, it's just a machshava mindset in your heart, like bittel chametz, being margish, kafra da'ara. That's what the Beis Yosef says is klal. They're not able to make a bracha on dvarim shebalev.